The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
Thank you very much, Eamon. Some of the callers on Jess. The iKids recommendation from Jess, I second it. We've been using it for a couple of years. It works really well. John says iKids, absolutely brilliant. Another one for the lady who wants to disconnect her son overnight. Tell the lady to plug her router into a timer that turns off at nighttime. And the router has to reboot itself, so you need it in a hurry. The next day, there would be a slight delay. A few years ago, the French passed a law against planned obsolescence. Has anything ever come of it? It would be good to enforce it across the EU. That's from Kieran. That's about the guy with the TV. And a fairly straightforward repair would cost as much as a new television of the same spec. A botched and ultimately useless scheme. That's the response of my next guest to Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Michael Creed's COVID-19 voluntary fleet tie-up scheme. Those in the Irish fishing industry note that when the new scheme comes into effect on June the 1st, when markets are already reopening, it will not have the desired effect. It does not compensate vessels which took a decision to tie up in late March and conserve fish stocks. Now, to tease out the objections to the scheme, as well as to get some insight into how the industry has been coping, I'm joined by Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation Chief Executive Sean O'Donoghue. Sean, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you might explain to our non-fishing listeners exactly what the minister proposed, how it would benefit your members in theory, and how it actually works in practice.
Well, I think maybe it is worth revisiting exactly what was the purpose of this scheme. The purpose of the scheme was try to match supply to demand, because we have a really bad situation in terms of markets collapsing for us with the COVID-19. And if you look at it, our main export markets are the ones that were really badly hit by COVID, which would include France, UK, Spain, Italy, and China. And they were all very badly hit. So we've seen price drops of between 50 and 70% in the price of fish over the last number of weeks, particularly the
last... Okay, now, Sean, I want to clarify something for us, because people are still eating. We know that people are going to supermarkets, even in Italy and so on, and in China, they had to bring a document with them or they had to get their temperature taken or whatever, but they did still go. Is it the restaurant trade that has affected you, and that just people will only buy fish when it's fresh, and if they can't get that in the market, they won't buy it from the supermarket? Is that it?
Tis a number of factors. One of them is what you've mentioned. The restaurants being closed is a big factor. The auctions that sell fish weren't able to operate because of the COVID restrictions as such. And we also, all of the hotels, as you know, are closed. So yeah, you're really dependent on just some takeaway services for fish at this point in time. And even that collapsed in the UK. The traditional fish and chips shops collapsed with the lockdown. So yes, there is some demand there, and that's the key point of when we get on to discussing the scheme here. Our whole interest here is that we very much supported the minister at the beginning of this, is that we were an essential food supply, and we said we would do everything in our power, which we did, to keep fish on both the Irish and the European market. But we knew that the demand was really poor, so we need to be able to match supply to demand.
Yeah. So what was the minister's scheme? What was the minister's scheme? Because we have known about this problem since February.
Well, the minister's scheme, first of all, it fails to recognise that we've had this problem for at least 2 months. So his scheme starts on the 1st of June, not recognising that we have had really bad situation with price for the last 2 months. But putting that aside, the fundamental problem with the scheme is that he's suggesting that vessels have to tie up for a month at a time. And when you look at the amount of money that vessels would get, the smallest vessels would get 500 euros a month if they tied up for the month, whereas the larger vessels would get 6,000 euros. And that is not sufficient to entice the vessels to voluntarily tie up, because they will go to sea and take their chances to sea. Fishermen are always optimistic that tomorrow's prices might be better than today, but the reality is we put forward what we considered was a really workable solution here, is that we would try and match supply to demand. So we would get only half of the fleet would be going to sea in any 1 week or 10-day period as such, and the other half would stay ashore. But to stay ashore, they would be given 30% of their grossings in the same period last year, which would cover their overheads and keep cash flow and other things going for them as such. But unfortunately, the minister we thought was going to take this on board, but in the end he came out with a scheme that, in our view, there will be very little uptake, because he has mentioned that he's going to constrain this to 66% of the different segments of the fleet in any one time. Well, I can assure him
to pay a 500 for tying up for a month in the month of June, when, as you mentioned, markets are already reopening, some of the key markets are reopening, why would anyone take up an offer like that?
The answer is that they won't, and that's the point, that the minister won't have to worry about restricting this to 66% of a particular different categories of vessels, size of vessels. It just won't happen. There will be a little or no uptake in relation to this, and the bottom line here is that there isn't 1 euro extra either at EU or national level, and it seems to us that what's driving this scheme is to pay out as little as possible because the funds aren't there, and that is just not acceptable. We want to have a viable fishing industry after COVID settles down a bit, and yes, the markets are coming back a small bit, but the problem is that if you continue to oversupply the markets, the prices will actually fall even worse than they are at the moment. And we experienced even that for some of our fish, there wasn't even any buyer for the fish, which hasn't happened in my experience for over 40 years, you know.
All right, Sean. Look, thank you very much for articulating the problem. The minister's scheme not fit for purpose, according to the Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation Chief Executive Sean O'Donoghue, and I'm sure many other people who go to sea for a living would probably agree based on Sean's assessment.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to SpiritMotorGroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.